Electric car batteries may need some tweaking to work at their best in winter climates. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Wesley Chang, assistant professor of mechanical engineering and mechanics at Drexel University, explores solutions.
With each passing year, we see a greater proportion of electric vehicles on the road. This is expected to further accelerate with the start of gigafactory battery production for many of the largest automotive manufacturers in the United States. Electric vehicles use rechargeable lithium-ion batteries, which are sensitive to environmental conditions such as temperature. In particular, electric vehicles that are driven in the frigid winters of the Midwest and Northeast may suffer from poor performance and an increased risk of failure. Why are lithium-ion batteries not optimized for the cold? Batteries contain fluids called electrolytes, and cold temperatures cause fluids to flow more slowly. So, the electrolytes in batteries slow and thicken in the cold, causing the lithium ions inside to move slower. This slowdown can prevent the lithium ions from properly inserting into the electrodes when the battery is charging. Instead, they may deposit on the electrode surface and form lithium metal deposits. If too much lithium metal deposits on the electrode surface during charging, it may cause an internal short circuit. This process can start a battery fire. There are several ways of improving battery performance in the cold. For one, electrolytes that are less thick can be used, as they may operate more efficiently at low temperatures. Another potential solution is to preheat the battery before charging, so that they are charged at warmer temperatures. Finally, improved sensors and battery management systems for rapidly detecting potential failure and low temperature warnings may help to identify issues before they become a problem. Lithium-ion batteries power technologies that people across the country use every day, and research on improved low-temperature performance aims to find solutions that will make this technology even safer for the consumer.
That was Wesley Chang of Drexel University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.